It's interesting that we're going to have here, like, so the Rosh is from the children on the Aleph Beis, and I don't pretend to know what these things are all about. I'll just give you a little Hakadoma. The Mashiach says here, the Mashiach says that, Nirik Moshkosav Nukvar Bekamu Mekoimus, Ki Oisiyos HaToyra, Hein Heim Shmois of Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. And that the Kabbalah is busy with. The whole Torah is just names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rearranged in different ways. V'yesh bohem, I'm sorry, ulekach nikru osios, anyway, v'yesh bohem soidos, there are secrets, b'tzuros haksivo, in the shape of the letters, there are big things, ubekri, and how you read them. And these children, will soon see, had figured out some of the secrets in the various letters. Amri le Rabbonin le Shuman Levi. Rabbonin said to Shuman Levi, "Osu dar tekiyu." The children are coming now. Lebei Medrasha. The Omru Mili. They are saying things about the letters. You'll see. Dafilu b'me Yeshua ben Nun lo itma kavasayu. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, these things weren't said. Rashi points out. How do we get to Yeshua ben Nun? He says, because if you remember from the end of yesterday, we said that certain things were forgotten. And they were brought back by the Nevi'im. Now the time of the forgetting was in the time of Yeshua. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, when Yeshua began, a lot of things were forgotten. That's what he means, that these were things that were forgotten at that time, and these kids seem to have brought them back. So let's get spoken from Moshe, the letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis. What does Aleph Beis say? Aleph Bino, learn Torah. Gimel Dalid, Gimel Dalim. Do gemilas chesed for poor people. Oh, my time of pshuta carry the gimel legabe dalit. The leg of the gimel is going forward towards the dalit, not back towards the base. That front leg lean, sort of angles forward. Shekein darko shel goimel chasodim loritz achadalim. The way of a true goim chasodim is to chase after the dalit, not to wait till they come to you, but for look for them. But it's interesting. The umay taima pshuta kari the dalit legabe gimel, the back, the leg of the dalit is not perfectly straight. It goes drop back a drop. It's sort of a little bit tilted back towards the gimel. What's that represent? The limtzel enavshe. The oni shouldn't run away from the one who's giving him. He should a little bit move towards and make it a little bit easier for him, not to be matriachim. The Mashua points out that's his gemilus chasodim. Because Gmilas Chasodim, the Gemara says, is more than Stoker. Stoker is only in your money. Gmilas Chasodim is Bein Begufo, Bein Bemamono. So this is something the Oni can do for the Osha. At least make it a little bit easier for him. Umay Tainu Mahadar Api the Dalit Megimel. Why is the face of the Dalit turned away from the Gimel? And that his back is towards him? The Lita Lebet Sinai should give him in privacy. Keichet Lo Lismi. He shouldn't be embarrassed. Okay. Hey Vov, Zeshmo Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. Like we say in the Hoshainas, Anivu Hu Oshiyana. That's one of the Shemas. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. Ve'im Ata Osek. And if you'll be that way, meaning you'll learn and you'll do Gemilas Chasodim, is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Here you go. Zayin Zonos Chol support you. Ches Vechenos Chonos Chol give you favor. Tes Umeitiv Loch Yud Venosin Lcho Yerusha. Chof is Vekoishel Loch Keser. Where Lamed Li Olam Abo. Okay. We have Mem Psucha, Mem Stum, as we spoke yesterday. Mem Psucha is what we call the Mem that goes in the middle of the word. Mem Stum we call Mem Sofis, end of Mem, whatever, final Mem, whatever you call it. Represents what? Maimer Posuach, Maimer Sosu. Meaning what? As she learns, Maimer Posuach, an open, Maimer, what do you call it, Maimer? Saying. Maimer Posuach. Most of the Torah is open. We are supposed to give it out. We say it publicly. But there are certain things, like the Mar Mitzvah says, that we don't give over publicly. Maisa Makova, Maisa Parade, that's only given to Tznuim, two at a time. That's my Mesosim, and that's not supposed to be given over in public. Next, we have the two Nuns. Nun Kvufa, that's what we call the regular Nun, it's bent. Nun Pshut, the long Nun, the end of Nun. Ne'emon Kofuf, Ne'emon Poshut. A Ne'emon, meaning an Odom Kosher, an Odom Ne'emon is Kofuf, he's bent, meaning he's submissive. He's Behanovu Bachno before Hashem, but Poshut, in the Olam Abo, he will stand straight up. And as in this world, the tzaddikim are bowed. They're b'hachno, they're b'hanova. In the next world, they take their proper place and they stand straight up. Samach ayin, smoich aniyim, support aniyim. Or lishna achrina for samach ayin, simonim asei b'toyro, uknei oso. make for yourself, like the more often has, we don't go into it too much, we have sometimes a simon, like a mnemonic to remember the next five pieces. Make self simonim, it's much easier to remember things that way. Okay, then we come to the pay. Again, two pays. Pay kfufa, that's the regular pay. Pe pshut is the, they call the long pay, the end of pay. Pe posuach, pe sos, meaning what? If you remember, we had in the end of Brochus, the last Mishnah, that was the end there. Bishas hamechan simpazer, meaning when people are not spreading Torah, get to work and spread Torah. Open your mouth, give out. Pesosim, but at a time when there are plenty of people spreading the Torah, doing the right thing, and they are better than you, bigger than you, then hold your peace. No need to put your 2 cents in there. Tzadi, we have next to tzadi. Tzadi kfufa, tzadi pshuta, the bent one and the long one. Tzadi kofuf, tzadi poshut. That's basically what we said before. That's why, yes, Hainu Nemon Kof of Nemon Posh. You just told me that a tzaddik, a ish Nemon, a ish Kosh, in this world is submission, that world will be straight. So you're repeating it, says here the Gemara, Hoysev lo Kosev kvifak bifoso. Yeah, a little more submissive, a little more anov is good. More, double dose. Mikan shenitno toiro be menoid roish. Menoid roish means, Rashi says, bereses vanova yesera. No chanami, a little extra dose of anova, never hurt anybody. Okay, Kuf. Kodosh, Reish represents the Rosha. Now, you have the Kuf, right? And you have the Reish. The back of the Reish is towards the Kuf. He's not looking at it. My Tanim Adar Api, the Kuf may Reish. Why is the Kuf turned away from the Reish? It's really a Losh in the key. It's really the other way. The Reish is back to the Kuf. Because he doesn't want to, the Kodosh doesn't want to look at the Rosha. Omar Kodosh Baruch, Ein Ani Yochel Estakel BeRosha. Now, here's an interesting thing. I have a very similar, exact same Gemara in Menachos about the hay. The kuf is like this. Where's our paper? A Rembrandt's canvas here. Right? The kuf is like this, right? Now, you don't attach this to this, right? There's a space here. So the Gemara, the same, very similar thing with the hay. The leg is here. It's disconnected. You don't bring it up to the top. There's an opening over here. So what do the Gemara say? Kuf and the Reish. The Kuf represents the Reish represents the Rosh. You know why we leave this opening? In case the Rosh wants to do tshuva, we let him go in this way. He has an easy way back. So the Gemara asks here, as it does there too, what do you need this opening? Do you have this opening? He could always go down and come in this way. It's not sealed off letter. Even if you'd seal it off this way, he can still come in this way. We want to make it easier. If a person wants to do tshuva, we want to make it easier. We open up an extra, Hashem opens up an extra opening for the person who really wants to come back. Okay, where are we? I'm sorry. Umay time. Before that, there's a tag on the kuf. I forgot that there's a tag. You know, there's some of you guys have tagim. The tag of the kuf is angled towards the resh, forward. That's the first thing the Gemara says here. I think. 1 minute. Where are we here? Umay time mahadra tagid the kuf lagabe resh. Omar Kodesh Baruch im chozer bo if he'll do tshuva and he koshelo keser kamoise. I'll put him on a crown just like mine. My time a carried the kuf tluya. Why is that leg of the kuf hanging, mean leaving the space on top? The hodabe, if he wants to do tshuva, la'ayel, let him come, v'leilbach, let him come in through this opening. Misayel leil Reish Lakish. This is a riot to what Reish Lakish said. Dom Reish Lakish, maduch siv, what does it say in Mishlei? Im la leitzim, hu yolitz. The way they learn the pasuk is, im la leitzim, he wants to go to the leitzim, meaning he wants to hang out with the wrong crowd. Who yolitz? Do it on his own. But la novim, he wants to go to the good people. He wants to be good. Yiten chen, Hashem will give him, he'll help him. Boli tamei, poischen lo. Sochem lo, there are openings. Boli tahir, he comes to be times him inside, we help him. That's why we make this extra opening, because he could always come around the other way. I misread them. Umay time akari de kuf tluya. The Hoda Bela Ayo. So he can go in. Asks the Gemara of a Leil Bach. Let him go in this opening. What do you need that extra opening? That's the right of Reish Lakish. Haboli Tam Mesaila. We give him extra help. We make an extra opening for him to go in. Okay. Shin, with the last two letters now. Shin represents Sheker. Tov, Emes. Now, this points out one interesting thing. The letters of Sheker, it's very interesting. The letters of Sheker are three consecutive letters in the alphabet. Shin, Kuf, Reish. That's how the alphabet goes. Kuf, Reish, Shin. They're right. MS are the most far out letters. Aleph is the first letter. Tof is the last letter. Mem is dead center. Interesting. My taima sheke mekarvin milei. How come sheke and a letters are one next to each other? Emes merachko milei. Emes is as spread out as you can. So the Gemara, a sad comment. Shikra shriach, kushdalo shriach. Sheker is found. Emes is hard to come by. My time, another interesting thing. If you look at the three letters of Sheker, the Shin, this is the way, the Shin, the Kuf, I'm sorry, yeah, the Kuf, and the Reish, they're all standing on one leg. It's always it's a one thing like this. MS is the other way. MS and Aleph, I can't write it upside down. MS is standing on two legs. The Memes has a base, and the top is thin. The letters of MS are much more solidly supported than the letters of Sheker. Says the Gemara, you know why? Umay time is Shikra Chadu Karikoi. It stands on one leg. Memes Malbin Labune. It's when I touch Malbin Labune, it's like a bricks, meaning it has more support. Hushto Koi Shikulo Koi. The MS will stand. Sheker doesn't stand. Lemais Sheker in the Raglay. Meantime, they bring a riot from here. There's a question of how to write a shin in the Sefer Torah. There happens to be a difference between us and the Sephardim. We write it like this. They write it like this. They bring a right from this Gemara that this is the way to write it, because it says the letters of Sheker stand on one leg. If you write it like this, then the shin is as well-based as any other letter. Ron brings a right, bring a right that this is the way to write a shin. The Sephardim, the Sefer Torah, to write it the other way. Okay. Now, we just went through the whole alphabet. Now, we're going to go through different systems. There are different systems in the Aleph Beis. The next one we call is called Atbash. It's the first and the last, Aleph and Tav Beis and Shin. There's a few, there happen to be a lot of these systems, and they're all found, they're all these systems, again, the letters, we minimize the importance of the Oisis, because we're far from these things. You have Oisis, but it's the first grade, and you finish with Oisis, the whole world is built on the Oisis. The whole world was created with the Oisis. This is Hashem, Hashem, this is it. All these systems are in the Sefer HaYetzirah. The Sefer HaYetzirah is the book, so to speak, how the world was created. It happened to have written by Otto Mauritian. But anyway, these are all found over there. So now we're going to have Ramazim in that system. Atbash, we call Aleph Tov Beishin. It says like this. Aleph Tov, Oisi Toiv, he was a Rosh, he was disgusted with me. Es Avelo, I should want him. Beis Shin, Be Lo Choshak, in me he had no desire, meaning he had no desire to do the right thing, to do my mitzvahs. Shmi Yochel Olav, then he wants my name should rest on him. Gimel Reish, Gufo Timei, he was Metame himself. Arachem Olav, I should Arachmonis on him. Dalet Kuf, we keep going in. You keep it's the first and the last. We're coming in on the middle of the alphabet. Dalet Kuf, Dal Sosai Noel. He shut the doors. He never walked into the Bes Medrash. Karnov Lo Agadeya. I shouldn't break down his Karnayim. Adkan Midas Rishoyim. The first four sets we darshened under Rishoyim. Avol Midas Tzadikim. Now we're going back to those sets and we're going to darshen them under Tzadikim. Aleph Tov Beis Adbash. Im Atob Boish. If you are ashamed to do averis, meaning you do the right things, gimel reish dalet kuf, im ato oisekein ato boish is gur gimel reish gur live bedoik. Doik is an expression of doik shemayim. It means like the tachas kisei akovet. If you do what you're supposed to do, you'll eventually wind up nafshecha teitzrura betzurachaim tachas kisei akovet. It's called doik hashemayim. Now hey tzadi vov pei. More like a word. Hey tzadi, hey and ches flip is chatzitzo. Have beinoch leaf vov pei could be read as af. If you do the right thing, there'll be a division between you. There'll be some separating you from the anger of Hashem. Zayin ayin ches samach tes nun. You can see sotan in there. Ve'ein atom mizdazei. You have nothing to tremble min asotan. Now, Yud Mem Kuf Kof Lamed, which spells Yam Kol, the sea of everything. That's an interesting thing. Gehenim is called Yam Kol. I hate to be pessimistic, but Rashi says because most people wind up there. A lot of people wind up over there. Gehenim, where's the Rashi said? I lost him. Where are we? Yeah, Gehenim Kori Yam Kol, Fisho Roy Volchim Shom. The population upstairs is smaller than we would imagine. Omar Sar Shel Gehenim, the Sar Shel Gehenim said, "Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel olam, layam kol, send everybody to me. I want everybody, the goyim, the yidden, I want everybody there. What did he answer him? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is another arrangement of letters. Achas, it's called Aleph Ches Samach. You're skipping six letters in between. Aleph Ches Samach, Beis Tesayin. So he answered him, Achas betag gif, meaning what? Achas, ani chos aleim. You want all the yidden and gehenim? I have rachmonis on them. Beta, b'mnei sheboatu, they rejected, they kicked, begif. Gif, gif means niuf, meaning they behaved themselves, they were moral people, I'm not sending them to you. Dachatz, dalet kof tzari, dakim heim. The dakim is, how they touch dakim? Poor, they hold themselves lowly, how they touch dakim over there? The kei shvei ruach, any help over there? Yeah. Okay, it's not that important. It's they hold themselves low, I would think it means. Or it means Dach Miloshin Tor. How do they translate it?
Innocent.
Clean. Okay, Dach Miloshin Clean. Good. Kainim Haim, they are truthful. Tzadikim Haim. Okay. Hey Lamed Kuf, which could be read as Chelek. Ein Lecho Chelek. You have no share in them. Now. Next is Vov Mem Reish Zayin Nun Shin, and then it ends up with the Tov. Omar Gehenim Lifono. Again, it spells back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam Vov Mem Reish Mori Zanini Mizaro Shel Sheis. I'm hungry. Feed me Zon from the Zera Shel Sheis. I want everybody, the Yidden and the Goyim. Zera Shel Sheis includes us too. So I'm like, Tem tells them back. A new set of, now you go to a new set of Aleph Beis, Aleph Lamed Beis Mem, that's skipping 10 or 11 in between. Omale, Aleph Beis Mem, Aleph Lamed Beis Mem, Gimel Nun Dalet Samach. What does that mean? Leheichon Olichon. I'm sorry. Omale, Aleph Lamed Beis Mem, meaning Al Bom. You don't have in them. Meaning, he wants everybody. He answered, you have no chelek in them, in the yid. You won't have a chelek. Now, gimel nun dalet samach, leheichon olichem, where will I take them? You're telling me send them to Gehenna. I say, you have no share in the yid. Where will I send them? Where will I send them? Olichem, gimel nun dalet samach, legan hadas, the gan of hadas, meaning gan eden. Hey, I involve pay. Omar Gehenna, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribbono shel olam, Oyef onoichi, like hey, I'm hungry. I want those people. He told him back onoichi, oyef onoichi. So he told him back. Hashem zayin tzadi ches kuf, halolu zaro shel Yitzchok. Zayin kuf yef ches kuf. The zaroch Yitzchok don't leave them. Then he tells him tes reish yud shin chof tov tar. Tar means to wait. Wait for me. Yesh. I'll give you plenty of goyim. Okay, we close with what we began with the mashur, that the letters have garlic asoidis, and they're there. Figure them out. If you can, let me know if you have any deep answers here. Okay, we're back to the world we more recognize, or at least a little bit more at home with. Akoisiv shtei oisiyas, that's the shir. Behelem echod, of course, chayiv. Okay, you're going to have to help me out again. Kosa b'dyoy, it was basically black ink. Besam, Sam the Gemara is going to say, is... No, that's the next secret. Sam, I think, is some sort of greenish or yellowish. They have a word, a part that's made, I don't know, some sort of sulfur. They made a dye, an ink. They have a word for it over there?
Sam is paint.
What does it say?
Paint.
Paint, okay, not a color, fine. Besikra is going to be a red paint, the Gemara says. Kumus is some sort of a dye or paint made from the sap of a tree. Kankantum is an asic. Rashi calls it adjuvant. Taisa always calls it vitriol. I don't know what either of them are, but copper sulfate. It is a copper sulfate. That it is. Okay. Ubecholdovet shehu roishem. That's the point. It's something that leaves a mark that will remain. It's not what he called disappearing ink. Al shnei koisle zovias. Now this is an interesting thing. The two letters that you write have to be able to be read together. So if you write it on two walls in the corner, like Beis, let's say Shem, you write the Shin over there and the Mem over there, so they can be read together. They are juxtaposed. Al shnei koisle zavias in the corners, Balshnei Luchei Pinkis. Now, Luchei Pinkis, we have notebooks today. They had these, I guess you called some sort of notebook, a Pinkis, where the storekeeper would write down his notes and his accounts. It wasn't paper. It was, I don't know exactly what it was made out of. Again, it was made out of luchas, boards. Not that we have papers. So you could, again, obviously, if you write on one luach, let's say I have a luach here and a luach here, and so they were some wax, I don't know. You write like this, you're okay. But even if you write a letter at the end of this luach, and at the beginning of this luach, that's also readable. So if you put it on two coastal zavias, or shnei luchei pinchas, they're read together, chayiv. Let's say, in our terms, let's say you had a book, yeah, let's say a book like this, and you write shin over here and mem over here, that you'll be chayiv, because that reads straight through. You put your shin over here and your mem over here, you know, chayiv. We'll see in 1 minute. Shoot.
No, I'm saying that isn't that what they did with in the Mishkan? You know, I mean,
yeah, right next to each other, exactly, right next to each other. Yeah. But they were next to each other,
right, but I mean, it was two commitments.
Exactly, so good, it's perfect, perfect. Get in your last shots, because I won't be here tomorrow, and you're not here Thursday. Okay. Hakosev al psoro chayiv. He writes on himself with ink. That's chayiv. It's considered chayiv. But this is an interesting hamesaret al psoro. He doesn't write with ink. He takes a needle and scratches into himself. That's a machlokes tanoim. Reb Elezer mechayiv chatos chom poitchen. We'll see. We hold that shaloike there. This is going to mal away. Very interesting gemara we'll have in a second. Now, what? Can't hear you. That's with ink. It's without ink. That's chayiv. I'm sorry, it's without ink. You just scratched it in, so without any ink. Now we're going to have the flip case of everything. The ratio of the case is where you're chayiv. Basically, it was an ink that remains, and where the two letters were readable. We're not going to have the flip of that, basically. Because of bimashkin, liquids. Rashi learns it means some sort of berry juice. Bemeper is apple juice. Avakdrochim either means tit or means sand. You know, like the kids, you can write in the sand, but that doesn't hold. Bavak sofrim. They have a good word for avak sofrim. I don't know. What is it?
Scribes
dust. Dust. Avak sofrim, exactly.
Residue at the bottom of the intellect.
Yeah, okay. It's also some sort of a dust. You can move your finger or a pen in it, but it's also not going to last. I mean, it's like you ever see the kids, they write in the sand. I mean, the next guy walks over, that's the end of it, or the wind blows. Okay. You take this is your classic. You take the pen, like this, and you write like this. That's where we get the expression, the back of the hand. This is a classic. Or beragli, right, with your foot, befivi, emel, mapeko. If you remember on Sadi Yalav, we had a whole discussion, marpek. Generally speaking, everybody learns marpek means your elbow. When we had the missionary, you carry, it's also your porta. Rashi said there means your underarm. As everybody jumps on. Rashi himself here capitulates. Rashi himself here agrees that marpek is the elbow. You put it in here and you write like this. Sadi Yalav. By Kutsu. I don't remember if you were here, but how many shalchets kosher? You probably weren't. It's the last kufa. It's about 2 weeks ago. Okay. Now, kosav ois achas somuch l'ksav. Oh, here, interesting thing. He's got this, he's in the middle. On Friday, he wrote the word. And on Shabbos, he wrote one letter. So he completed the word. Doesn't matter. He only wrote one letter on Shabbos. There'll be one exception to that. We'll soon see in the Gemara. Uksav al gabi ksav. Ksav al gabi ksav. Simply, he writes on top of it. That's a big asek, whether it's ksav. This mishnah, that's not called writing. Niskavin lichtoiv ches v'kosav be'zainim. A ches basically is two zions, if you know. A ches is two zions with a connection on top. So he wanted to write a ches. He skipped the middle. He wound up with two letters. He's potter. Now, very simply speaking, he's potter because he had never had kavanah to do malach. He planned only one letter. That's kind of not the way Tosis learns, but we'll leave it for that very simple pshat. Then come back later. Achas boards, achas bekeira. Yeah, he wrote one letter down here and one letter up there. They're not juxtaposed. They don't read as two letters. Or kosal base kosle abayis or shnei dapi pinkis ve'enegim zemze. They're not consecutive. He wrote one over here and one over there. Or on tuluche pinkis, like we said before, you wrote a letter here and a letter here. They're not readable together. Potter. Kosav ois achas notrikin. That's an interesting thing. I write, let's say, what's Rashi's example? Latrik means it stands for something. Like we write, okay, we today don't do it too much, but they used to do it a lot. If you look in this forum, they'll write a letter with a line on top, and that represents a word. Let's say Echod. You want to write Echod. Often they'll write just an Aleph and make a line on top. That letter represents a word. That's an interesting question. Did you write a letter now, or did you write three letters? You wrote a letter that represents three letters. Are you chayiv or not? Machloikas tanoim. Reb Shuim say mechayiv, because that's not just one ois. That is essentially more than one ois. It's a word. Chachom apochim. Lamaisa, you only wrote one letter. Okay. Okay, now we get some translating. Dio, dioisa is ink. Ink is a ganzer esek, what ink is, but we'll keep it simple. The Rambam, we'll up for the Rambam. Anything black basically is ink. Sam is samo. Any translations on that? Yeah, he said, yeah, what's the English word? Pergament?
Orpiment.
That's how they write it here. Okay, I don't know what that is. Sikra, samo is sikra, red paint. I'm sorry. Dio is dioisa. Sam is sam. What's sikra? Omar Rabba Baravchan is sikra, so red paint shmo. Kumus in the Mishnah we had is kumo. It's something made from the sap from a tree. Kankantum, Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Shulchasa de Ushkefe. Now that Rashi translates as adrament, which is this chemical, this copper sulfide black stuff. And the Tosfos thing I think goes usually that's vitriol. It's also sort of an ink they used to use.
Shoemaker.
Yeah, the Ushkefe is shoemakers. It's shoemakers paint, the black paint from a shoemaker. Ushkefe is a leather person, a shoemaker. Okay, b'choldova shuhu roishem, lasuye mai, what are you adding on? Lasuye odetani ribchanina kosu metriya. Maitriya, Rashi says some sort of a fruit juice which lasts, or make shomim, but it's something that lasts, or afts. Afts is gall nuts. They were big into using that for ink in those days. Still haven't found out exactly what a gall nut is, but that's what it is. Kosh, meaning for a sefer or for a get, it's good ink. Tony Repchia, Kosel Be'ever, he wrote with lead, which basically our pencils today. B'shochor, shochor is with a coal. What? He took
charcoal.
He took a charcoal and he wrote with it. Ubeshichor, shichor is a contrary. Shichor, Rashi says, is the same thing as kankantum in the Mishnah. That, what did you call it for?
Shoemaker's block.
Yeah, adjuvant. Good. Taisa says it's not because it's referred to by a different name. Something else, whatever it is. Okay, whatever. The basic rule is if it lasts, yechayiv. I don't care if it's green, pink, or petunia. I don't care. If it doesn't last, I don't care, yepata. Okay, now, Hamasaret al Psoro. The guy took a needle and scratched in. Now, why in the world should you be chayiv? Tanya Omalon Rebbe Lezer lechachomim. Vahaloi ben Satator. There was a fellow named Ben Satator. He's the most interesting fellow. We'll get back to him in a second. Hotzik shofim in Mitzrayim besrit deshal Psoro. He was in Mitzrayim, his fellow, and he wanted to sneak and smuggle out some of the shofim tricks. He knew if he's going to write them down, they're going to stop him at the border, you know, by the customs. He's not going to get out with it. So he took a pin and he scratched it into his flesh. So you see, says Ablezer, it's a derech of writing. So he's mechayif. To which we say, what? To which we say, almost sheita. I got a sheita. Listen, there's any meshugana. There's anything in the world. There's some meshugana that did it. So, now, this Ben Satat is a... What? What?
Why is he a
shaitan? Apparently he was a shaitan. Gemara was a shaitan. I'm going to ask to do. Shtus hoyo bolasos. Mashein derech b'ni odom oysen. Mosa nafshu al adova. Killed himself for nothing. Reminds me... We'll stop for a moment. They made a little detour for a while. I put him away for a little while. Okay, anyway. Now, this Ben Satat, I'm not into it. I have a mechutin in Detroit. By Ayans. Ayid Agoyin. One of the world's mumche Jewish history, but he has a tape on this. He has a tape on everything. Ben Satador, according to many, is Yoshka. That may be why they hit him with Shaitim. Tosfos goes out of his way. There's a chesayin hashas, and we have that piece of Gemara missing here. They're taking out here. It says here, Ein ze Yoshua Noitzri. Many hold it's not, because Yoshua Noitzri lived in the time of Yeshua and Prachia. And this is apparently happening later. That Chais goes out of his way. This is not then Ben Satado, but there are many believe this is the end of Ben Satado. Okay, you can check it, but I'll get you the tape if you're really interested. It was Agan Satumo, who was Ben Satado, who's the son, and his mother is. It's all been expunged from the Gemara, if you have it. I have it on the bottom here. His mother was Miriam Magadlan Ashaya, which many claim is Mary. This is Agan Satumo's historical problem, who this Ben Satado is. But Chais goes out of his way to say it's not that Ben Satado. It's also been censored, the Taisa doesn't read too well, it's censored. There's some words missing over there. Anyway, he's trying to say that it's not Yeshua HaNoitzri, this Taisa. Okay, next. Kosovo Sacha Somach Laksav. Now, here's an interesting thing. We said basically you have to write two letters. So now the Mishnah says if I put one letter, I write one letter next to two or three, a word that's written, I'm Potter. Because the Shia is two letters. Now, we're going to have tomorrow Machloikis. By Ariga, we said you have to weave two chut. Eveleza holds that the Shia of two is only when you start. But let's say you started your weave, you know, your loom, even if you put on one, because once it's added onto a pre-existing thing, even one is enough. So then, Lechura, where are we here? This is not like Reb Eliezer. Because Reb Eliezer holds, the Gemara understands, just like Reb Eliezer holds that in weaving, you need two or three threads, you'll see. But if you've already started weaving, and you add on one is enough, so too he would hold here. Even though the shear is two ICIs, if you've got a half a word there already, let's say, you add on one, that would be good enough. So this Mishnah is not like Reb Eliezer. This Mishnah, by the way, we hold. The shear is the shear, no matter what. Except for one case, which will come to in 1 second. Mantano, Omar Abu Rabbuna de Lok Reb Eliezer. The Reb Eliezer, Ho Omar Achasal Ho Orig Chayiv. When you add one on, that's good enough. Good. Ksav al Gabi Ksav. If I state the Nam Mishnah, that Ksav al Gabi Ksav is not a Ksav. That means if I have written the word Shem before Shabbos, I take a pen and write over it, I'm Potter, because Ksav al Gabi Ksav is not Ksav. I'm Sabi Machlokis Tanoim. Mantano Omar Chiz de Lok Reb Yehuda. Look what it says here. The Sanyo. An interesting case. You got a sefer here. He has to write a sefer Torah. He's holding now by writing Yud Kei Vov Kei. Okay? Now, an interesting thing happened over here. He thought he had to write Yehuda. Now, Yehuda is basically the Yud Kei Vov Kei. Basically. Just with the extra dollar there. He thought he had to write Yehuda. Now, he slipped and forgot the dollar. So he wrote Yud Kei Vov Kei. So it's a funny zach. He wrote what he was supposed to write. This is what he was supposed to say. However, the Shem was written without kavona, because he had in mind as he wrote to write Yehuda. He happened to have slipped and forgot the dalet. So he wrote Yud Kei Vov Kei, but without kavona. So now we got a problem. What do we do? So Reb Yehuda comes up with an interesting thought. Take a pen again. You can't erase it. It's a problem now. Take a pen, write over it on top again, and have in mind that. Now that is Ksav al Gabi Ksav. Will that help? As I write it on top, I have in mind that I have a kavona for the Shem Hashem. Will that help me Makadish the Shem? That should depend on this Shaila. If Ksav al Gabi Ksav is a Ksav, so I'm writing the Shem now. Ksav al Gabi Ksav is not a Shem, then I didn't write it. So let's see. The son, he had to write Yud Kei Vov Kei. When it's Kavin Lichtov Yehuda, he had in mind, he made a mistake. He made two mistakes. Mistake number one was, he thought he had to write Yehuda. Mistake number two, with Tovel Hikabal Dalit. When he wrote Yehuda, he forgot to put the Dalit in. So he's now got a Yud Kei Vov Kei in front of him without Kavona. Mzot Reb Yehuda, Maverol of Kulmus, Umekacho. Devi Reb Yehuda, just write on top of it, have in mind, and Yemekadish the Shem. Vachachomim Oimrim, Ein Hashem in Amuvcha. It's an interesting discussion in and of itself. It's a funny expression. It sounds like it's not the best. Pashas is possible, they mean to say. Al Zekeli, it's not a nice way to write, whatever it is. On the face of it, you have a machloikis, Reb Yehuda and a chachomim. What Ksav al Gabi Ksav is called a Ksav. Reb Yehuda says it is. Our Mishnah says it isn't. That's what the Chizda said. Our Mishnah is the loik Reb Yehuda. Okay. Tana. Kosav ois achas vehishlima l'sefer. He wrote one ois, which was the final ois in the Sefer Torah. Take a simple case. You have a complete Sefer Torah in front of you, except for the last lamed. He came on Shabbos and wrote that lamed. Okay? Orak chut echol v'shlima lebegin. He wove one thread, string, whatever you call that, But it's the last one. It completed the beged. Chayiv. Shteit chayiv. Says the Gemara, man Tana. Who is that Tana? Omar Rabba Barafuna Rebelezi. That's Rebelezi. We just said Rebelezi holds that the Shaurim, two threads, two oises, that's all when you're writing from scratch. But if you're adding on to a pre-existing thing, one is good enough. So this Brisa that says, if you wrote the last letter in a Sefer Torah Lamazogin, or you put through the last thread in your sweater, you chayiv, that's Rebelezi. The Omar Achas al Ha'orik chayiv. Comes Rav Ashi and says, no, and this is how we hold. Here even we will agree. In other words, if you wrote a word minus one letter and ate it on a letter, that's not good enough. Or if you have a loom that's halfway done, you lay it on a string, that's good enough. But doing the last one in the complete thing, the last letter in the Sefer Torah, the last thing in the beged, that has chivas. There we will agree, chayiv. Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu teima rabbonon lehashlim shayni. To complete a thing is different. Now again, it doesn't have to be, understand, it doesn't have to be the Lamed in Yisroel. It could be a Sefer Torah that's missing one letter anywhere and you put it in. It's the one that finishes the Sefer Torah. It's interesting, Rashi says, we're talking about a Sefer Torah or one of the Chovdalet Svor, meaning Tanakh. It's an interesting thing, Yachorinim Torah, what do you need that for? A guy's writing a novel and he's got one letter left, I write the letters to letters, Achayiv. Interesting things. What they want to tell you is because nothing really is complete. I mean, novel. That's like another chapter tomorrow, you know, if he gets another. Like Dickens was paid by the word. That's why his books are so long, you know what I mean? There's no edge of the last letter in a novel. I mean, depends how much I want to write. Our swarms, if they are units, they are an entity. You can say it's finished. Okay, Yeshua Maladabir. Okay, Umre Bami. He wrote one letter in this town, one letter in that town. Chayiv. Now, you have to be careful here. Well, what's the problem? I have two letters. I'll just bring them together. That's against the Mishnah. You told me in the Mishnah that if you write two letters that are not juxtaposed, you write one on this wall, and you write one on this on that wall, you're potter. So what's the best of Tveri and Sipoiri? And you say, I'll send up a pinkus. If you write one here and one here, you potter. So how could you be chayiv if you wrote one in Muncie and one in Brooklyn? It says one most interesting thing. When you have a letter, the letter that's written in Sipoiri Lomazogan is over here. The letter that's written in Tveria is over here on a piece of paper. I have nothing to do but bring them together. The Mechusa Kreva, they just have to be brought together. That, Yechayiv. Our case is over here. When you've got something written over here, and something written over here, you can't just bring them together. You got to chop out a piece of the wall. Or even in the notebook, if you have a letter here and a letter here, you got to cut paper. To get these two together, you got to do a Maisa. Then you part them. It's a very interesting thing. You could have a letter 100 miles, write a letter here and a letter 100 miles, and I don't cover the distance on Shabbos exactly, but whatever. You wrote a letter in Muncie, and you wrote a letter down a piece of paper in Brooklyn, you're chayiv, because all you have to do is bring the two pieces of paper together. Mashenken, you can write a letter right here and a letter right there. Or worse than that, you can write a letter right here and a letter right here, and you part them. Because to get these two together, I'm going to have to cut the paper. That's called Mechusa Maisa Kreva. It's an interesting stuff. You can't argue with Chazal, you know. I mean, you can, but it's like you die. You're not going to get very far. Why not? Halos nisht. Hela mechut, why not? Next Mishnah. Beis oisis b'shtei halom. Asach ha-shach, asach b'en ha-bayim. Why not?
It takes a while to get my
I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, okay, understand. It's not, time is not the problem. The problem is the maisa. Time is not bothering them. Okay. Kosav oisachas. I'm sorry, skipped the line. Tona higia oisachas. Chayiv. You have a letter that's. He gave, corrected, right? He has a letter, and something's fishy with it, and he fixes it on Shabbos. Yechayiv. Now, that lechur is impossible, because if I write the letter, I'm potter. Fixing the letter, so fixing the letter, it was possible. I'm zoning, and the Zion was written in front. Now I fixed it. The best I did was write a letter. How could you be chayef for fixing a letter when you put? Okay, we'll see. Hold on, we'll see. We'll see. Tony Gios Achas Chayev. Has the Kosovo Sachas Porter? He Gios Achas Chayev. He can't design. Omer Rav Sheish is interesting. Hogamaya Skinen. Don't you not all the gaggle shall chess for social design? He Gios Achas means. He Gios Achas means you fixed the chess and turned it into two Zions. So you really wrote. That's the Chiddush here. By fixing a letter means you really wrote two letters. You had a chess here. Yeah? You basically took away the middle piece, so you wrote two letters. That is called writing two letters.
That's not a recent.
What?
Isn't that a recent?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, that's an interesting question. So it'll be moichek amanas licht or whatever. He's still be chay. But the question is, where's your toys? You see? You don't have to be moichek. Toys is kipshuto. Chassinus says you do kipshuto. You have to be moichek amanas licht or bezoisius. That's an interesting question. I'll check into that. It's an interesting question. Rova Omar, Kigon, Shenotlo, Litago Shaldalev, Aso Reish. You're talking in a Sefer Torah. Right? It was a Dalit. Correct? You took off the edge of Dalit, made it into Reish. And that's the cause of Sefer Torah. Writing one letter in a Sefer Torah, we said, Yechayev. Because you had a perfect Sefer Torah, except for this Reish was looking like a Dalit. So you took the Dalit off. Right? What's the case? The case is he meant to write a ches and he wound up with two zayins. Says Yechayiv. Now our Mishnah said, you potter on that. Our Mishnah said, Niskavan licht of ches because of bay zayinin, you potter. Yotanan potter. Loi kasha. Hod the boy is a yune. Hod the lo boy is a yune. The Zion in the Sefer Torah has to have Ziyunim, has to have what do you call it? Tagin. Here, when the case of the Mishnah, you wanted to write a case, you wound up writing two Zions without Tagin. So you potter because you didn't finish the letter. How the Loboy Ziyune? That's the point there, has nothing to do with the Ches and the Zion there. The two Zions you wrote are not complete. You wrote two incomplete Zions because you didn't. The Mishnah says Potter is because your Zions came out wrong. You wanted to write a Ches, you wound up with two Zions without Tagim. So you Potter, because the Zions are not complete. This says Yechayiv, it happened to be with Tagim on the Zion. You meant to write a Ches, you wound up writing two Zions with Tagim. Then Yechayiv, because you wound up with two letters. This is basically a lot of complications here. First of all, this Gemara on the surface says that if you write a letter without tagin, it's possible. It doesn't make any sense. The chuan of surface doesn't say too much here. Correct. We're going to say for Torah. We're not saying for Torah. We don't know what's going on.
I thought we were talking about the Kisakosh.
But the Gemara is certainly, the way simple reading of this Gemara says that if you wind up without ziyunim, you potter because you didn't finish the letter. The simple reading of this Gemara says that in the Sefer Torah, when you don't write the Tagin, it's b'di'evit. The Rambam holds it's kosher. This is the Chorin of Akash. He has to learn the Gemara differently. There are different ways to learn this Gemara. Because on the face of it, it says that Tagin on Ma'akiv, that if you write a Zion without Tagin, you're going to be potter. It's going to be possible in the Sefer Torah.